Hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida? Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote? If you have already voted,
I will vote. I'm a Democrat.
Probably will vote, or almost certain to vote?
I'm certain to vote, yeah.
Okay. Do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democrat.
Okay. Just to make sure we represent everybody, may I have, in what year were you born, please?
What year I born?
Yes, just the year.
1954.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, sir.
Okay, do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black?
African-American.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, we want to put in the right direction. We want to get my Democrat in, so we got the right direction.
Right direction, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have
my favorite is a Democrat, not unfavorable.
Exactly. I will give you the names in a moment, sir. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Joe Biden, favorable or unfavorable?
Joe Biden, favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yes, sir. No, not some. Yeah.
Think. How about Chad Klitzman?
Huh?
Chad Klitzman.
What's that? I don't understand that.
Chad Klitzman.
Chad? Chad is what? A Democrat?
Chad Klitzman.
Who's Chad? He's a Democrat?
Yeah, well, Chad Klitzman is basically sir as a Democrat.
Okay, good. I'm voting for him, yeah.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Kamala Harris?
Yes, sir. Very favorable.
Thank you. Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
Huh?
Robert W. Jacob, Jr.
Yeah, where is Robert? In Fort Lauderdale?
Well, basically, it looks like it's still running for that area. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, and the Democrats, I'm fearful for them, you know? I'm a strictly Democrat.
So would you say in that case favorable or unfavorable? Or you have
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yes, sir. Not somewhat. No, not somewhat.
Very favorable.
Very favorable.
How about Barbara Sharif?
Huh?
Barbara Sharif.
Yes, sir. Very favorable, yeah. Number one.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Moving forward, sir, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Barbara Sharif, and Chad Klitzman, for whom would you vote? Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Barbara Sharif, or Chad Klitzman?
Barbara Sharif.
Okay. And how certain are you that you would vote for Barbara Sharif? Are you very certain, somewhat certain?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Still
thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Home and property insurance, healthcare, jobs and wages, voting rights.
I want all of them, for jobs, health care, and all that.
Hold on, sir.
Healthcare is number one.
I will read you the rest just to see if you change your mind. Protecting reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights, climate change and the environment. You would say healthcare, you said, right?
Health is number one for me. Healthcare.
Finally, I would thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking
all right, sir. I'm not giving you a good time because I'm tied up right now. I'm tied up now. I'm taking
sir,
just some.
87%. We're almost done.
I'm finished up now, sir. I gotta go.
No, we have to finish, sir. One moment, please. We're almost done. A few more questions. Would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal? Bah, maldito hijo de la gran puta.